10 this meeting. So, Joe, if you're ready. Thank you, Cokie. Well, it's my pleasure to open the Airport Committee meeting for the 12th of August at 12:35. And in doing so, acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Kariyarra people, their leaders past, present, future, for their contribution and the contribution they will continue to make to the betterment of the town of Port Hedland. So welcome everybody and thanks for taking the time too. Okay, attendance, item 3.1, attendance as listed with apologies from Councillor Butson. And I do have a letter of resignation from Mr. Chris McMahon, which I would like to deal with at item 7. So all in all, we have a 7 committee member turn up today. Item 3.3, approved leave of absence, there are nil. Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, questions from the public at the Airport Committee meeting held on Wednesday the 1st July 2015, there were nil. 4.2, questions from the committee members at Airport Committee meeting held on Wednesday the 1st of July, there were nil. Item 5, public time. Just an important notice that this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes which may be released upon the request of third parties. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. In this case, I have had no request of such. Item 5.1, public question time. I can see there's no public in the gallery, but I'm going to declare the public question time open at 12:36. And in doing so, also acknowledge again that there is no public, so I will close it at 12:36. Item 5.2, public statement time. Again, I will declare the public statement time open at 12:37, and in doing so, recognise that there is no public, and close the public statement time at 12:37. Okay, item 6, questions from members without notice. I'll move myself around the table. Mr. Palenko.
Just one on the website. It's looking really good. I think it's really up to date in terms of, I didn't realise we had so many restaurants in Port Hedland and cafes, so it's looking good. There was just one on the projects list which says that we had a project update in March, I think it's the last one, whether or not we just removed that from the update, if there's no other updates?
There was one, just on that questionnaire, Brad. I did look at myself and I saw July. I thought there must have been one later than July, I don't know.
Take that on board.
Yeah. Other than that, sorry,
get an update on there.
Yeah.
Well done. Any other questions, Brad?
No, thank you.
Jason?
Good, thank you.
Flo, birthday girl?
Nothing, Madam Chair.
Madam Mayor?
Maybe just a point, and maybe I've missed out on the minutes from the past in terms of the coffee cart and what happened there.
It is covered inside of the agenda, but I'm happy to direct that to the director or the terminal duty manager, who I believe is handling some of the projects.
If you're already going to tell us, that's okay. Were you going to tell us?
I was going to give a bit of an update, but I can do it now.
Cool.
Happy to. So the operator was given 6 months to operate the coffee cart in terms of an agreement that we had with them when we first did the change over to the screening point. At the end of that 6 months, they advised us that they no longer wished to operate the coffee cart. They say due to trading difficulties. It seemed to me to be quite a busy little coffee cart and seemed to be working quite well. So we're in the process now of actually going to the market and testing the market to get a new operator in. So we were given rather late notice, I have to say, in terms of their intentions. So we're hopeful, and that could probably give you a better update. But I think if we haven't advertised, I thought we had. Just didn't want to put words in your mouth now, that was all. We've advertised and so we're testing the market to see who's out there, who'd want to come and operate the coffee cart for us.
So, Nat, did you want to add anything to that?
Yes, if I may.
Yeah,
we put up an expression of interest, and because of governance, it had to go on tender, I think. It's being advertised as well statewide, the 8th, and then the following weekend, as well as locally for a couple of weeks, and that'll close on the 4th of September, and then we'll have a look at who's interested in the secret.
So just on that, Madam Mayor, I did see the tender being advertised on last week's paper, and because a couple of local people that I know are interested, so we forwarded that on to them. Mm-hmm. So it's good. You've got some people locally who've already seen it and are interested. So. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Madam Mayor?
Yeah, well, then still while we're on that, and I guess just wondering, with the current lease and the current cafe operations, when does the current lease expire?
The current lease...
I'll take that on. Sorry.
Sorry, yep. Yeah, I'm no, jumping right. Straight in. through you, sorry.
You kept me on.
The lease expires... I think it's 2019, but I'll have to take that on notice just to let you know. But there is a 5-year option. So they do have another 5 years beyond that, is my understanding. But we can bring that back. We can take a look and bring back those dates.
Can I ask that we get given some of that lease or whatever we can look at? Because I guess I'd be interested to know what are the measurables in terms of how are they actually proving their performance and what are the things they're putting in place so that if things were favourable, that they would get that extension. And I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up is that, very important topic, beer prices at that cafe have now escalated to $12
yep.
each. Now,
that's right.
$12 is quite a bit for a beer, and I guess just we have spoken to management from that leaseholder, and I just think... I don't know how we can look at pricing, and I think sometimes pricing, if it's put too high, that high price point may stop people using the services, and hence then they say that the revenue's low and different things are happening, but it's actually not recognising that price point that they're setting. So I'd be keen to look at the lease, look at the deliverables, and what are the measurables in terms of what they're to be doing to be performing at a satisfactory level, and I'd like to, on a formal basis, have another chat and maybe chat higher than the local management so that we're actually saying, well, look, this does seem quite full on $12 for a not a boutique beer, a normal beer.
So, Madam Mayor, on that basis, and given the committee's pure interest in this and the reflection it might have on the Town of Port Hedland's operation, I guess would you be happy for the committee to write a letter to the owners?
Yes, the owners, not the management.
Yeah, the owners, requesting a number one, a meeting with the committee, maybe at their convenience at the next airport committee or otherwise, to discuss the matters that have just been raised. And to coin a very famous term from our illustrious redhead over on the Queensland side, a please explain would be required. So you're happy if we do that as an action through the committee? I think it does need to happen, and it is one of the main things that when we first talked about customer service at the Port Hedland International Airport, the biggest comments on social media was the fact that we were ripping them off on the price of beer and we had no control. So, but in the interim also action, maybe bring the lease terms to the committee for discussion at the next, as an item to discuss next. You happy with that?
Very happy with that. So yeah. If I can take those on. And then my final one is just, I'm surprised Councillor Hunt hasn't brought it up, but I'll bring it up for her. Christmas decorations. What are we planning? We're in August, it's nearly September. What are we planning in terms of festivising and Christmasing the Port Hedland International Airport?
Madam Mayor, very, very important question indeed, and we understand how long it takes for those things to occur. So,
thank you. I believe that we still have all of the Christmas decorations that we acquired. Last year, okay. Take that.
How are we adding to the current collection?
So yeah, just a piece of tinsel. We want something a bit more impactful.
Yes. Okay. So we'll take that project on board because it has not been on my radar at the moment. So we'll take that project on board, and we'll take a look at a better effort for Christmas decorations for this year.
So perhaps, Brett, we could bring back to the committee next meeting what possible.
I
understand it's been ordered, so we've asked the question. Well, no, the manager, acting manager, might not know, but apparently we have a marketing department that's onto the case.
Last year the airport got left out.
Anyway, let's get some clarification on that, and we'd like to see what it is that they have ordered. Because
not for my banks. Yes. Proper tinsel, proper trees, yes. Proper holly.
I know the 7-metre tree I asked for wasn't going to fit inside of the airport roofline, so I understand that that's not coming, but we do need to know what
there
is
are,
coming.
Through the chair, there, yes. I have noticed lots of Christmas decorations around the operations building, so there is a substantial amount in there. It's just how they
use. Fabulous. Well, we'll look forward to a very Christmassy feel for all of the community exiting and arriving to our food tours. Yes, Jason.
Sorry, just on, now you spoke on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that has anyone shown interest in having some sort of stall or anything at the airport over that Christmas period? I know in the past, jewellers and people like that come in and
wonderful
do pay for a space.
Pop-up shops.
Is there anything there? Because the guys going home probably don't want to have to go shopping. They just want to go home.
That is a really fine idea to consider. I don't know whether. You know, we can
do look at local people.
Fantastic.
Let's investigate and bring some suggestions back to the next committee meeting. Well, that's great.
Why can't they just put it out as an EOI?
Yeah.
Well, just do it.
Yeah.
Now it's August. When are we meeting again?
No, September.
Well, too late. Yeah. That by then, well, people could be expressing interest.
Maybe they can put that out. Let's bring back to the committee what it is that we've put out and what the expressions are. So don't wait for the next action.
We'll action something and just test what we need to do.
And then if no one comes back in September, we'll come up with that.
Hmm. And one of the areas that you might be able to get success in is getting Form to give you the list of their market people who might have some stores that want to do that as well.
The town's got a pretty good list of market people.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, any other things?
No.
Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah. The artwork's looking great at the airport. Is there any more artwork to go up at all, or that's it now for the time being?
Councillor Gillingham, I believe there is. I'll have the CEO give the details, because I do believe that there's some other screening work to happen in the international arrivals.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
It's probably other people better qualified than me, but yes, I think that's right through Madam Chair, that there's some other screens to go around the toilets and the current administration building.
Inside.
On the outside, so when you're departing international arrivals, you'll come out and there'll be art screens, screened artworks there.
Oh, good.
Sorry to interrupt, Mallie. Yeah, it's going to be part of another process. I won't call it tender. But the screening around the arrivals area was held up because of the temporary nature of that toilet and the like. So rather than put it up and then have to move it and put it up again, it's actually going to be part of another process where we go out to tender again.
That's part of stage three, improving that, isn't it?
Yes. So we held off on doing it. It's the update on that one. Yeah.
We think we did discuss whether there might have been some of those perforated panels done at the arrivals entry, so airside. So rather than walking in past the baggage, you might have walked in through the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you. And Madam Chair, with the Christmas decorations, will other businesses in the precinct be encouraged to sort of maybe decorate outside as well? We get onto them early enough.
Councillor Gillingham, yes, I believe we are still looking at doing what we did last year, which was have a little bit of a competition. And I think last year, Budget won Avis won the best decorated business out there. So I believe we're still planning on doing that.
Okay, all right. I've got a couple of other things. One of them is I had to change my flight to go down on Thursday to Perth. And I couldn't get on my plane on Thursday morning because they said that they had called the flight earlier. I couldn't book in on your four machines at the airport because each one had a blank screen. Couldn't book in on the phone because the booking had been done by the council, so it wasn't accepting my booking. That was early in the morning, about 7:15. So I queued up, but they wouldn't let me on the flight. Now, they said that they'd walked around everybody. Now, nobody walked around me, and I was there at 8 o'clock. My flight was 8:40, and they were boarding at 8:10, which was half an hour before the flight was actually due to take off. Now, I know that your flight closes at 8:10, but to board the plane, it's usually at least 15 or 20 minutes before. Now, I was quite surprised about that. I was lucky enough to phone Tandy, and she actually got me on a flight which was 10:55, but when I rocked up the counter 5 minutes after they stopped me from going on the plane, which was now 8:20, the girl at the counter was so nice, she said, "Oh, that's okay, I can put you on the 9:15 flight," which I did, so I got down to Perth earlier. But I'm just thinking, they said they walked around, they didn't, I was there. I'm sure that I got this right. Other people in the queue with me said, "Hey, hang on, why aren't you getting on your flight?" I said, "Because," and they said, "But you were there. You were there the same time as us." So I was just thinking, I know the loudspeakers are out. Mm-hmm. The speakers are out on Thursday because I know that on Tuesday afternoon when my daughter flew out, she said, couldn't hear anything from the speakers. Mum, it was difficult to find out which plane you were on. So I was just wondering, is there anything wrong with the speakers? Has that been fixed? So and can we just look into that?
So, Councillor Gillingham, in answer to your question, yes, I'm very aware of the problem you had. Firstly, I think the first thing to state is that would be a matter for the airlines, that the check-in screens were not working. It would also be a matter for the airlines with regards to their treatment of your boarding and onboarding. So it's not something that the airport committee has any direct influence on. Certainly, I don't believe, but we can ask Ali for clarification. I don't believe there's anything wrong with the PA system because I arrived yesterday and they were loud enough for me to hear. But are there anything?
Nothing's been reported.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I think you have a valid question.
But there was no call that came over while I was standing there and walking around here.
Right. So that's still a matter for the airlines and the counter service there, the staff there. So anything, I would recommend that you write an email and a letter just to highlight your situation and ask for clarification on what it is that they do, because I don't think it's anything that we can as the town or the airport committee influence. But certainly the mechanical system's working, and if there was a situation, I think we need to take it up direct with Northwest Aviation Services or the Qantas or whoever it is that you were flying with. Would that be that? Comfortable with that?
Yeah, I was going to say through yourself that we would certainly be happy to take it up with Northwest Aviation and discuss the matter with them to get some clarity around
they
the
They have
process.
Some very clear guidelines about baggage 30 minutes before and you got 15 minutes before if you've got no baggage, but if you've got baggage, if you're... Mm. And generally they would... Sorry, Blair, you had something to
add? On the 4th of August, that actually changed, so it's 30 minutes for baggage and check-in.
So it's going to change anyway. Yes, it hasn't changed already.
The 4th of August, that was the day you left.
The 4th of August was when we got
I didn't get any notification of that then, but I was there before half an hour before.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, but I just thought that the girl of the account at least would have said, okay, go on with your baggage, we'll send you with your bag on the next one.
They don't let baggage travel on their own.
Yeah,
but they don't let travel
on their own. I didn't know that either, but I just thought that I wasn't offered that.
And risk. Mm. You could have a bomb.
Oh, well, of course, yes.
Not saying that you did, but that would be of high. Anyway, so
right,
if you're satisfied with that, are there any other questions?
I will email that. With the Bali flights, were any disruptions regarding the Bali flights with the volcano and the dust and things like that?
There was a couple of disruptions. I can't remember how many. Was it just the one service, or did we have two?
Three in total.
I knew there was a couple affected. Yeah. So there was cancellations, basically.
Okay. So all sorted out smoothly, I guess.
Hopefully everyone was notified in a timely manner so they didn't have to turn up at the airport.
I think there was a lot of press around about the airport, including the media. So
Oh, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. If there are no other questions, can I move? I've only got one thing which I might... actually, no, I don't. That's fine. We'll deal with that a bit later on. So, okay, let's move to item 7, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business papers presented before the meeting. Can I have a show of hands? Thank you. Let the record reflect 7-0. Item 8, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. 8.1, confirmation of minutes of the airport committee meeting held on Wednesday, 1st July 2015. Requesting that the Airport Committee confirm that meetings of the Airport Committee meeting held on that same date are true and correct. Are there any points of clarification? May I have somebody to move? Thank you, Councillor Hunt. Thank you, Mr. Palenko. Seconded. Those against? Let the record reflect 7-0. Okay, item 9, announcements by presiding members. And I do have one. The first one of priority is I have a table for the meeting, the committee's consideration, a letter of resignation from Mr. Chris McMahon, who was our community member on the airport committee. Chris cites that basically due to the changes in his employment conditions that he's had to implement throughout the Pilbara locations, it's becoming more difficult for him to actually schedule his time in advance. So basically he feels that it's with deep regret that he tenders his resignation effective as of today. As committee members would know, Chris has attended one only of the past meetings. He has previously constantly kept in contact with us, but at the last meeting I did advise Chris that he needed to consider his tenure on the committee if he was not able to commit to the time, and obviously he's considered that he's unable to give the committee the time due, so he has offered his resignation, of which we will accept. So that's been tabled. Now with regards to how we might treat the situation, there are three options for us to consider. And I believe, Joe, we will consider the option through referring back to our governance over here at with Joe. But basically, just to highlight to the members that it's an election that happens in October. It's August now. So for us to go out and advertise for a community member is there's only that space between then and the elections, and after the elections all committees are deemed to be required to be reappointed, terms and references reconsidered. So my suggestion is that we wait and not appoint another community member and hold out till after the elections, continue as is. The other consideration we have is that if we don't appoint a committee member now, we do have the quorum situation, which still says that there will be a requirement for half of the 9 members, even though we'll only have 8. So if we're comfortable that most of our committee members will still attend meetings scheduled between now and October, that shouldn't matter to the quorum. But I'm happy to have Joe talk to that further. So is that okay? Joe, if you want to suggest anything else for the committee's consideration?
Well, I guess Maggie's covered the options. The recommended one would be to wait until after the October elections, because in accordance with legislation, all committees of council have to be reviewed. However, the other options are that we go out for expression of interest now. I guess in terms of timing, we'll have to also bring our report back to council, because it's actually the council that appoints new committee members, so that might bring us to September or October anyway, depending on the interest that we get. Or the other option, because you have touched upon the quorum issue, would be for the committee to recommend to council that the community member position actually be deleted from the current membership. But as mentioned by you, the third option would be to wait, just because out of the current nine, even if we've got just one missing, I would envisage that that would really impact on the airport committee in September and October being able to, be carried out.
So, with the committee's indulgence, and unless there's any other comments, it would be a recommendation that this...
I'm thinking after the airport lease, should it go ahead, would the committee then have a different purpose, mission, agenda, format, something like that, and perhaps the whole thing would need to be looked at, not just how it's made up?
Sure, and we've had this discussion before, so that's the other unknown factor as well, that what happens if council does resolve to enter a long-term lease agreement. So those will all have to be reviewed, and the functions and terms and reference of this committee will definitely be one of the things that will have to be reviewed, because I don't think this committee will move forward in the same format or structure that it currently is, so there will be a review of this committee's function moving forward in the event that council resolves to go down the path of a long-term lease. CEO, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I think Councillor Hunt's comments are quite apt, I think, or quite appropriate, that we've got a little bit of time between now and the election, and given that the potential decision-making on the airport lease will occur in that same time, it would make sense that we see what happens in August, and then subject to whatever that decision is, either potentially then advertise expressions of interest to bring back to the new council post-October for consideration of a member if the airport committee needs to continue to operate in its current guise or even with slightly amended terms of reference.
So will we still be having an October meeting, noting that the election is happening in October?
Yes. Yes. Any other questions? So, with the committee's indulgence, if we could move a motion to accept the resignation of Mr. McMahon. Thank Mr. McMahon for his contribution to the committee, and then
committee would recommend to council that the vacancy be held over until October.
So if we're comfortable with that, can I have somebody to move? Thank you, Councillor Gilliman. Thank you, Flo Bennett. Those against? And let the record reflect 7-0.
Madam Chair, if I may, can we find out what the structure of the airport committee maybe in the event that the airport get leased, and perhaps have that information for the next meeting?
Councillor Gillingham, I'll take on notice what you've just said. I believe that after that decision process, there will be a review anyway. Okay. So it might not happen in time for the next meeting, but it will certainly come back to this committee, what happened, what council's... what effect the resolution, if it does go down the long term.
Thank you.
On that. But certainly we'll take that on notice and act accordingly. Okay, so The only other thing that I would like to do now is really to discuss some of the finer details of the long-term leasing process and some of the social media that's been occurring. And I guess for that I'm going to actually ask the CEO to assist me in doing this, because I myself am a little concerned about some of the blatant untruths, but also concerned about the communication oversight for this transaction. And make no mistake, other than Precinct 3, this will go down in the town's history as one of the biggest transactions to occur, if not the second biggest. So I think it's important that, see, even the dog was let out. You just choked because I said possibly the second biggest.
That was a woo-woo.
I'm exaggerating.
Yes, very much so. So I'm going to just introduce the CEO, and he's going to take us through some of the concerns that I've raised. I'm sure you have some of these.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'll start by just talking about the more recent actions of the last week, and then I'll go back a bit further into some of the engagement processes that we've had undertaken. So over the last 2 weeks, there's been discussions about how we might have engaged better in this process, as much as we've held a number of community conversation forums, we've put out public advertisements, etc. If we look at the total number of people who have attended, we haven't seemed to be capturing a large number of people. That resulted in me having a discussion with the president of the Portland Ratepayers Association and suggesting whether there's an option to have a joint meeting, which might have assisted with having greater numbers of people being present if the Ratepayers Association and the Progress Association had been willing to, corral or call to arms their members to also attend. That offer was put in writing to the Ratepayers Association, and we haven't had a response back to that. In the meantime, we took some advice about how we could better engage and whether we need to do any other work to understand the process of engaging and how the community felt. It was our feeling that we were hearing some noise, but it seemed to be noise from very few people, and we weren't actually hearing a broader community view. Even when we advertised the business plan, we only got limited submissions. So what that resolved was that John Lacra, who'd been doing some work with us in the background, had recommended that we needed to amp up our media, but also suggested we should conduct some form of market research. So last week there was some work started on conducting market research, and that came up with 10 questions. I saw those questions on Wednesday last week and provided feedback on some incorrect wording within those, and that my wording that I was challenging mainly focused around where rates have been incorporated into some of those questions, and at no stage through this process have we ever discussed rates being associated with airport capital program. So I wanted those removed. I'll say, unbeknown to me, on Friday night that market research went live, and it wasn't until Saturday afternoon I became aware via emails and text messages of some concerns, or significant concerns, from the Mayor and Deputy Mayor and others within the community about some of the questions and what some people felt was a coercive nature of some of the questions. As it turned out, the brand agency who was conducting the market research were asked by one of our staff members on Friday to change the questions, and I'm still waiting for that information to be presented today about whether the total campaign was conducted with the same questions or whether the question was changed during the process. And the Mayor again has asked me this morning to make sure we get that answered by close of business today. So what's happened is, and you've got some updates which have been tabled for you, which include, the market research, how many people, target quotas, when they look at the age demographics, the gender demographics, and then the questions that were asked. So I guess on the one hand, putting this in the context, it is market research, and market research comes with a number of criteria. One is having a relevant number of people in a survey to give it some statistical relevance, but it's also about how the questions are asked and what answers people are given. So the concerns internally were that none of the elected members nor the executive were aware that the market survey was starting on Friday. The decision was made at an administrative level to proceed with that, and I apologise that the elected members and the executive, including the CEO, should have actually known that was happening before it happened, because I would have certainly circulated the questions and an understanding of what was happening to elected members at that time. My understanding was that this was going to start around the 12th after the close of binding bids, which closed at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. So it has happened. The data that's come back in is still quite useful, I believe, irrespective of the concerns of that last question, having the word about increased rates in it to perhaps focus on covering future capital. I think that the data that's been received will still be useful for us to ascertain what a larger component of our community is thinking. In terms, there's other marketing occurring. There's some radio adverts about to go to air. There is the newspaper adverts are continuing, and it's along the lines of getting the facts. We've been trying to produce these and promote that through printed mail, through Facebook, and via email through the town's distribution networks. So I don't know if you want to stop there for a minute and field questions on that part.
Any comments or questions from the committee around... Is everyone aware of what happened on Everything Headland?
I have read that since.
Okay, so basically what happened is the survey went out in the form where I think the last question, which was question 10, if you can refer to it, actually had a reference there that...
I think I read along once. In the event the airport is not leased, debt levels may need to increase or rates may need to increase to fund airport improvements and essential maintenance.
So basically a handful of people took offence to the fact that they thought they were being coerced into trying to say yes because the rates would increase, which was the mayor and my biggest concern, that rates have no bearing on what happens to the lease. It's never been considered in any of the redevelopment issue, or none of that has it. Rates have never factored into it. So it was erroneous and it was unchecked, and we've placed the CEO's head solely on the chopping block for that grave mistake, because that just creates more public angst. So the comment back on Everything Headland was very much around the debt, you know, having to sell the airport for the debt. So just for the committee's information, there is no reason with regards to debt reduction that this is being considered as an option to consider for the town of Port Hedland. Has nothing to do with debt reduction. So that led other conversations from other people who are famous in the community for wanting to jump on board. So you could go and have a look, and basically that's where the situation came to. So are there any comments? I know that not all of you are aware, but certainly I know there are some aware. Councillor Hunt?
It's not a comment to do with the survey here. It's probably more to do with the community conversations, which haven't been conversations as such because no one's been turning up. But perhaps rather than asking the community to come to us, we might need to go to the community in the middle of a shopping centre or something like that, where that's where they are on a Saturday morning. And that's possibly where we should be.
Just so that you know, that has been done. It has been done for, I think, two times. The reality is Brett did do a...
I did a weekend,
yeah. He did do a weekend. Yeah, I know, I understand a weekend.
At both shopping centres?
Yeah. Yes. But the problem is, whether you do that or not, it's not guaranteeing you...
No, absolutely.
But you're absolutely
not.
Right. That's a comment you could take back. But even on those excursions, there were four people, and one of them was a counsellor. So, four and five people that engaged. So, I mean, anyway, we'll take that on notice, and I'm sure we'll consider it. Any other comments around that, Councillor Killingham?
Who concocted the original questions?
Who scripted the
original questions of the question?
The questions were scripted by both the brand agency and then reviewed by administration internally, who then made recommendation that the wording of question 10 should not relate to anything regarding rates because it was inaccurate, but somehow or the other that didn't transpire through. So CEO, did you want to just comment on that?
Well, only that the original, there were two questions that actually mentioned rates originally. I'm just trying to find the other question. Initially, there were two questions that spoke about rates. So that came to me last Wednesday. I responded with an email back to executive and to corporate information indicating that there should be no reference to rates at all in the document, in the question. So what market research companies do, they actually look at the media, social media that's been occurring around these topics. And they pulled together what they thought were some of the key issues, and that was then followed up with negotiation internally with their corporate information team.
And in question one, you have an answer saying selling of the airport. So is that because people have responded to say, I heard they were selling the airport? Is that what that means? And also, what are the results so far of the people that have been phoned? Because these are not results, are they? These are just questions are being asked.
So on the right-hand column is a tick and flick for the surveyor to feed in the information they get from people.
So read those out.
Yeah, the ones they read out.
No, they don't read them out.
To read out the blue, what's in the blue box,
yes,
Jen?
Yes.
And then if there's no further mentions or privatisation, they're just ticking the key areas that people
are answering.
That's where they put their
responses. So the white bits are what the surveyors keep themselves and tick boxes for, that form part of the data that's presented in the report for the survey. So it's not the questions. Questions are on the left-hand side.
Yeah, so their first question is just going to give us an indication of how well it's been communicated. It's a lease. The town's going to own the airport at the time. It's not been sold to anyone. We're not losing it.
So when it's so the results so far?
The results are there. I think. Hang on. Where are we?
I'll send that out via email to you.
So we can make the results available to the committee. Certainly, they're available for you.
Would you like me to read out? I've got them in front of me here.
Yep. Are you happy with that? And then we'll send out the
others. The full report should be available by Friday. So this is just a snapshot.
This is just a snapshot.
You happy for me to?
Yeah.
Okay. So the key takeouts was 70% of the community is either ambivalent, and in brackets 40% in favour, 40% or in favour 30%. 46% unprompted awareness of the plans to lease, privatise/sell the airport. However, 53% say they haven't been adequately informed, usually in research that's people's first response to say that they need more information. On that one, 49% name benefits for leasing the airport, jobs, upgrades, increased connectivities and the like. 49% have concerns about leasing the airport, 50-50 kind of split on that one.
and their concerns were around car park pricing and food and the like. And knowing the need for funds for redevelopment, 52% preferred the lease option, so that was looking at the CapEx program. And just on other, I guess, other matters, use of the airport premium, and this is, I guess, in response to what should the council do with the airport's premium, and there was 23% suggested development of amenities like hospitals, town halls and the like, 22% community grants, 19% crime and community safety, 15% road and pathways improvements, 23% parks and gardens, 8% reduced rates, 8% culture and arts, and 6% for funding future projects and the like. So I know that's a bit hard, but you, as Mal said, a summary will be sent out.
So that survey is an in-house survey. It's not one that we at this moment going to send out.
So how do you send out the
results of that survey?
Well, we'll bring that to elected members. If elected members believe there's a benefit of making that publicly available, we can.
So is the 16th of August still the day it's going to finish, or it's finished?
It'll be finished this Friday.
So they had a cohort, a number of people to get, and that's the information which we're just seeking to see whether they've actually got their numbers of 200. Because what happens, they may make 400 phone calls to get the right number. So they want an equal split between under 45s and over 45s, between male and female. So they may have to make many, many phone calls to actually get that right rate.
So the snapshot we got is only what they've surveyed to date. There is still the other days to go, and then that report will come to us.
So what I'm suggesting, if they've got their numbers, they won't make any more phone calls.
Precisely. Yep. Okay, thank you. So, we're comfortable with that?
Yes, thank you.
All right, no worries. Can I just ask the committee what their, if I go around the table and say, what are we hearing about that in your circle? So, Brad?
I'm hearing mostly positive things about it. But I think the main concern that I've ever heard is how the money is spent. Mm-hmm. That's really the main one that I've had.
Yeah, very similar to Brad. It's all been very positive, but it's all around all the negative stuff's around what the money's going to be used for.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are putting two issues together as one, mm-hmm. rather than looking what's best for the airport, and then saying, right, that's great, we're going to get something good out of the airport. Now let's deal with this money and make sure it's used right. That's where the concerns all really face. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Around the shopping centre, I think there's a lot of uninformed people, mm-hmm. As well as, because what we're hearing is basically they're under the impression the airport's being sold and not leased. So I don't think they can differentiate the difference.
Yep.
So having to explain to them it's actually being leased and going back to the website and look through it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it is more positive than negative. But we just find that they're not informed.
Okay.
But that's by choice though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the lack of town or heaven informing them, it's just them.
Mine
is the same, confusion and misinformation probably more than anything. And once I explain to people how it works, and they are very positive about the idea of leasing it. But for the most part, it's the fact that they are uninformed.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Madam Mayor?
My comments
agree
with the
comments.
Yeah.
Councillor Gillingham? Yeah, the phone calls I've had since Sunday, it was with confusion that they felt as if they're misleading, they would be misled, and also mm-hmm. they felt that are we releasing the airport so that we can pay council bills?
Mm-hmm.
So, and also they didn't realise the difference between leasing and selling.
So, are you responding to those in the.
Yes, but I didn't know the questions that were asked until I got the email from Anna yesterday, and then I realised what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people that actually did get phone called, they said that they weren't happy with the question because it was relating to rates.
Yes, and that was our concern.
And they're not happy with the rates.
So, I guess my feedback would be same. It's more around, most people are supportive of the lease, but more around how we're going to preserve the funds to ensure that we're going to get 50 years use out of them to make sure that it has long-term benefits to the community. And I think that we've identified that that is the priority. So that's the major concern of people rather than the actual action of leasing it or considering the lease. But while we're talking about that, one of the takeaway things that I would say, especially in light of Councillor Hunt's and Councillor and Flo's comments, is I know we've got pull-up banners around the airport leasing, have we? The long-term leasing of the airport?
No, they're saying the redevelopment of the airport.
Okay, so do we have any posters, banners, or anything that we could display in shopping centres that are at the entries, which I'm sure the shopping centre owners would be quite receptive to us, so that you say, you know, here it is, and we're not selling it. You know, those really hit in your face or whatever it is. What I noticed you've got this here. That would be perfect. Where's that? That thing at the end, that colour thing would be perfect, you know, to place very large big ass signs inside of the airport and ask them, inside of the shopping centres and ask them to display it for a few weeks until the decision. So perhaps we could take away that we do some...
I'll have a look at that. I guess we've got a community conversation next Monday. Mm-hmm. And that was proposed to be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
If the elected members or the community feel they need to have another one, then there'll be some bad imbalance or some benefit. I'm just saying, if we put something out there after next Monday, how are we going to take the feedback? So you just need to understand that.
And I'm just saying, for information purpose only, you're putting it in the newspaper. Aren't you putting this in the newspaper?
Yes.
Why don't we just put it without where to find out more, not putting a Monday date.
Just ring us. Website, yeah.
And yeah, or provide something, but at least that will tell you, you know, what's
the ACM date time.
Yeah, the ACM, yeah, exactly. So we need a motion to do that, and will it just happen?
Can I take that on, yep. Take that on notice to...
To action.
To execute.
Yep. Do you think that would be assistant?
We'll have a look at...
Do we need banners? I mean, why can't you just have leaflets?
No, you don't need banners. I'm just saying, if you use that and turn it into a poster,
yeah.
You know, put it into a poster, that would be good.
I'm just confused. What forms haven't we used?
I know.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
I mean, we have done. The problem is that engaging people has been a problem. So it's not that we're not trying to engage. The turnout has been, and that's not in support of anything other than the fact that I think we've been diligent in trying to communicate in a community forum sense, but the message might not be getting across because most people really aren't that care, and others that do care making, you know, it's a handful. So anyway, I think it wouldn't hurt if we put those posters up.
Madam Chair, if I may, since the 1st of July, there's a lot of people sitting on tender hooks wondering what's going to happen with their jobs. As I speak, I know there are people who are about to receive redundancies especially from BHP. People who have been here a long time, people who have got their families here, and phone calls I've had this week from very good friends of mine have said, don't be surprised if we're not here at Christmas. The last thing on their mind is to respond to something about this, and you can understand their feelings. All they're doing is writing away for jobs.
Yeah.
And it's an unfortunate time for us here, mm-hmm. on many things to do with what's happening in council and within the community.
Yep. Take that on notice. Okay. Item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Disclaimer, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on today's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, moving into the agenda, formal agenda. Reports of the officers, item 11.1.1, Office of the CEO, Airport Management Report with Brett, who I will put out to now to take us through that report. You will go through? Okay, so Brett, can I have you take us through that before we
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just provide a couple of updates on the report. I'll take it as read and just provide some updates on some of the figures and some of the action items that are in the report. Just in terms of passenger growth, in April we advised in the report that there was a drop of 24.3% on the prior comparable period. I now have May's figures, and the drop has actually softened in terms of it's now 15.4%. So it's not quite as severe as it was in the prior comparable period. What this now looks like at the financial year to date is a drop of about 5.5% instead of 6.8%. So the numbers are coming back a little bit, getting towards the end of that financial year. In terms of aircraft movements, the drop in the prior comparable period from May to May was 1.5%, slightly stronger there as well. And the drop over the over that comparable year-to-date figure is looking like 4.7%.
Before you move on, maybe at each area we'll just ask if the committee has any questions. Any questions around the aeronautical growth? I just have one. Sorry, Jan, were you going to say anything?
No,
I'll just relating to aircraft movements. Have we lost services? Is that why we've dropped the number of aircraft?
Yes, yeah. There would be a reduction in services to signify that drop. That's pretty normal in terms of in a softening market. They would take services off around the edges. Qantas will also downsize aircraft because they've got a lot of slots in the peak periods that they want to protect out of Perth, and they guard them quite jealously. So the way to do that is they downsize aircraft.
Okay, so the question I have relating to that is, have we heard anything with, you know, I'm really protective of the east-west links that we've got. They're not part of any considered drop in the numbers.
Anecdotally,
they're still working well. They're still good. Cool. All right. Fantastic. Thank you.
Just in terms of the, as I mentioned earlier, the Stage 3 terminal works, discussions are ongoing with the CIQ, Customs Immigration Quarantine Agencies, on just finalising concepts for Stage 3. And now we're into the nitty-gritty of what desk goes where and what search bench goes where. So they're largely quite happy with the configuration. The beauty of that is if and when we do go to Stage 3, it opens up the opportunity to apply for an open access international service. So we're a closed access international service. It's RPT. You can go anywhere in the world from and come back in any port from Port Hedland. The distinction is that you still need to apply through the national process, passenger processing committee every 6 months for approval for that service. With our current configuration, the water agency is not going to give us that other approval. Once they've given us that approval, then the federal government is actually obligated to provide all the water agency services, and they'll charge a departure tax, and the airlines will actually stop paying for the additional water agency services. So currently Virgin pays for it, and the passengers don't get charged. Well, they do buy the ticket price, but that's how it works currently. So we're operating at the bequests, if you like, of the border agencies. And so we're treating them kindly as we move forward. Are there any questions about that one? Okay. We talked about the Arrivals Cafe and that we've got an EOI process out there at the moment to replace the Arrivals Cafe and the public art. It's very pleasing to complete that process. The next step is to move into the airside and arrivals process, which we've now put together. So Bron will run that process for us, and we'll engage with Bron again on that process to start looking at that particular aspect. That is the final step in the artworks that we were looking at around the terminal. There were, in terms of airport operations, there were no bird strikes, although there was a recent bird strike just the other day, and I might ask Ellie to make some comments around that.
I was going to congratulate you, was it now?
So the bird hazard management plan's been working really, really well, except for...
Yeah, it was an unusual circumstance. It was a Qantas charter that was coming in, and it actually, the jet ingested a black kite.
Really?
On landing. Oh. Yes. They didn't think that actually hit anything. It was confirmed by the reporting officer. After that, the plane was, no passengers were affected in that, it was a charter and it was going back to Perth empty. It stayed in Port Hedland overnight as a precaution until an engineer checked it out, and then it departed the next day. Feedback at this stage is that there wasn't any substantial damage. The fact that there was about 50 kites that just appeared over the airport in the afternoon, straight when all the jets were arriving. So it did. We did initiate for the jets to do a go-around. The second Qantas flight was coming into final approach, and we just said no go-around, and we dispersed the birds. We've been in touch with our bird expert to see, because it's very unusual, and they just appeared out of nowhere. So our bird mitigation techniques have been working, landfill has been monitored, and other areas that do cause us issues around town, they have been monitored. We just don't know where these birds came from, and in such large numbers, it's highly unusual. Mm. So,
okay.
Qantas, but it's feedback so far is it was unavoidable. It's out of everyone's
hands. Can I just make a comment on that, if I may, Madam Chair? A lot of people do bird watching up here. I've noticed a lot of the seabirds that normally only come down as far as Broome are now down as far as Port Hedland, and even a little bit further on down. There's been a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
And also with all the fresh water or the water sewage from Cook Point that's moved, not here anymore, a lot of the birds are relocating out at the tip. The water gathers out there at the tip at the night time with the moisture, and when we get the odd shower of rain, and because the water ponds are out there, so the birds have relocated. It's something I think that needs to be aware of. I have spoken to Care for Hedland Bridget about that.
Cool. Thank you. Councillor Gillingham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay.
So the other update I wanted to bring to the committee's attention is that we've now effected the transfer of the parking office back to the airport, with thanks to Brendan and his team for assisting in that transfer. And they've now smoothly moved back into the airport team, and Nat is now managing their roster on a weekly basis going forward. So we're hoping for much smoother operations in terms of the services that the parking offices provide at the airport from now on.
We had six or seven out there. We got six or seven out there again, or just the ones we've got left? Three.
Yep. Three officers.
Mm-hmm.
And just finally, just around the remaining passenger traffic that appears later in the report, for the projections for the financial year to date are now looking like 475,253 passengers, which is a 3.16% drop, just looking at the May figures. So we're tracking slightly below where we thought we'd be. But we're looking like that's going to be the number that will hit this financial year. So there has definitely been a softening in our passenger numbers, and that's the same for passengers. Sorry, for aircraft movements as well. Last year they were 5,747, and projections for this year is 5,532. So about 222 services down for the entire year, which is a 5.8% drop. And load factors have dropped to about, in terms of how we assess load factors, about 58%. Bearing in mind we have to do averaging because we don't get the exact seat numbers from airlines. That's it for me.
Yep. Any other questions? Committee?
Okay. I was just going to say, was there any update on the Qantas lounge, that relocation?
Not in this period, no. They are in discussions with the cafe operator, but we are yet to hear back on how those discussions have gone.
My thought, Brad, is that they're probably going to do the deal and they're making the public pay the extra $12 for Qantas is cheap. Strike that. I do have a question. What does NOTAM mean, please?
Notice to Airmen, sorry.
Thank you. What does that mean?
So it's a notice that you put out there. That when pilots are flying into a port, they check their notices. This notice is put out there so that airline pilots can understand the conditions, the local conditions, and where they're landing. And so, for instance, we've shut the taxiway until we effect the repairs. Mm-hmm. So they are notified prior to landing at the airport that they need to turn around and do a U-turn at the end of the runway and come back, rather than come down the parallel taxiway.
Cool.
So, if I may.
Yeah, please.
That, it's a way that the airport management and also air services can communicate almost immediately with pilots.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we raise it and it's accepted by air services, it immediately goes through, so it's instantaneous communication across the line.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. If committee members have no other questions, then all I need to know is, are there any points of clarifications? And if they're not, I just need a mover. Thank you, Madam Mayor. And seconded, Flo Bennett. Thank you. Those against? Flo Bennett. Those against? Excellent. All right. We'll move on to item 12, late items as permitted by presiding members. There are nil. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given. Again, there are nil. Item 14, confidential items. There are nil. Item 15, applications for leave of absence for the next airport committee meeting, which will be held on the 2nd of September 2015. Are there any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Gillies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll be in town, but it's the 1st of September to the 7th of September, our music festival week. But, however, there may be a window of an opportunity to be able to attend a meeting, so mm-hmm. I'll put the leave of absence in notice in case I can't be here.
What I might suggest before we accept your leave of absence is you are able to attend by telephone and instantaneous communication. Mm-hmm. So that
you've got to be out of town.
Oh, you have to be in the state or outside of London.
I will be in town for that
week. All right, well, we will accept that leave of absence, knowing that you have to also apply for
Madam
that.
Madam Chair, I will try to get here because there may be that window of time. It's our quiet day that day at the stadium.
Okay, so you still have to apply for that absence at
yes.
the
Thank
OCM?
Yes. Yes.
Can I have somebody to accept that? Thank you, Madam Mayor, Councillor Hunt. Those against? All in favour, 7-9. Item 16, attendance by telephone and instantaneous communications. Are there any committee members who want to apply for that? I do have a... I will be in Perth, so if I could organise for that to occur. Somebody to second that. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Flo. Those against? And that will be from the 2nd to the 4th of September. Okay, item 17, closure, yay. 17.1, the date of the next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday the 2nd of September at 12:30 p.m. And with having said that, I'd like to thank all committee members and staff for their contribution to the meeting and declare the meeting closed at 1:50.